Hi, everyone. Welcome to our fifth episode. Today, we're going to be tackling the issue of women's safety in Paris. We're going to be sharing our experiences and just chat about what we can do to support each other and make this big city safer with our dear friend, Anna.
Hello.
Hi. So, welcome, Anna, and thank you for being here with us today. We will be mainly talking about our experiences to try and raise awareness because we believe that it's the best way to make any changes in our society. So according to a study conducted in 2017 by l'Institut d'Aménagement et d'Urbanisme in Paris, 40% of sexual assault cases occur in public transport for women. 31% of women are scared to go out alone in their area, and therefore they're less likely to go out at all. 9% of women are scared when coming home from work, and 34% of assaults occur in public places. So if you want to find out more about this study, we dropped the link in the description, and it has a bunch of really interesting statistics and ways that we can protect each other.
Yeah, it's just like super scary, I feel like, because it's something that's definitely around us, and we're living in a very misogynistic culture. And we definitely want to discuss this further, but first we're going to start with our highs and lows of the week, spring break recap. Anna, if you want to start us off, what has been the highlight of your week so far? Or you could do spring break since we just got back.
Okay, actually the highlight of my week was last Saturday. I went to the market with my roommate and we just walked around by the sun.
We love the market.
Wonderful fruit, and it was just a very sunny, beautiful day, and that's like what I came to Paris for. So yeah,
what about you?
I don't know, I feel like this is the first time at school that I actually like what I'm studying.
And that's awesome.
Yeah, I realized it like this week, I feel like, or kind of over spring break. I was just like reflecting a lot and I was like, wow, I'm actually like really enjoying my major. Mm-hmm. And it was kind of a struggle for me to like get there. So I'm just
congratulations.
Happy.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Thank you.
Well, I would say my high is that I finally am starting to feel like a grown up that can kind of do things. Like I baked my first quiche and it was good. And that is, it's so basic, but I'm like, yeah. Wow, this is so grown up. And I'm just cutting up the quiche and just reflecting on all of that. So that was definitely my high. Yeah. What about lows?
My low is probably just realizing that I won't see a lot of my friends from back home for a while.
Yeah.
Coming to terms with being really far away.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's hard.
I would say my low is just that I have a bunch of midterm exams next week, and so not super exciting.
Yeah, I feel like stressful. Me, it's just like you were saying, just the end of the semester, and I feel like all of a sudden it's like everything's piling up, mm-hmm. and everything is so like unknown because I'm just figuring out a lot of things, and like I just got a job, which is good, but now I have to balance
even
it,
more things on
and
top
I
of
interviewed
it.
For an internship, and it's like now I'm an adult, and yeah, I don't know what's
Look
happening
at you go.
But it's okay, at the end of the day I have my baguettes,
so you're fine. So you're fine. Okay, so let's start off this show with a discussion on our experiences in Paris regarding safety. So have you both ever had a time where you felt unsafe as a woman? Who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
Okay.
I wanted to do this episode because I have had a lot of bad experiences recently, and coming from San Diego, I really didn't experience on the day-to-day, like, comments on the street or just feeling unsafe around, like, men, especially in public, like, in the daytime. And coming here, it's been quite a wake-up call, just, like, being called names, being grabbed, like, things like that I never assumed would happen in a city that like is progressive, quotation marks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wait, can you talk about the guy that you were just talking to us before that you see on your way to school?
Yeah, so one of the like scariest things that's happened to me, among other things, is one day I was walking home from school, like broad daylight, 2 p.m. and right on the K in front of the Seine, some guy grabbed my right hand, and I have like a ring on my right finger, mm-hmm. and he was like talking about how I'm like too young to be married and stuff, and like
you're like, I'm not married,
I'm like, excuse me,
I'm 19.
Yeah, and he was like, whoever it is such a lucky man, and he was like holding my hand, like really grabbing it, and I was pulling away, and then he kept following me, and I just like walked very, very, very fast away from him, and he was like staring at me walking away the whole time. And then I just felt like so overwhelmed after that like my walk home isn't that far, but I sat on a bench like in this like corner and just had to breathe for a second and be like, okay, I'm safe to walk home, like I can walk home, I can do it.
Yeah, so scary.
Yeah, and then just now, like literally 20 minutes ago on my way here, the same guy was like in the same corner.
Is he homeless?
No, I think he's just like is unemployed or something and just like
just
sits
a creep.
There. Like,
yeah.
He's like well dressed. He just
yeah. That's so scary.
Spends
it's
his
like
days
it's normal
like
people like
creeping on girls.
Yeah.
And anyway, so he like came up to me again and he was like, "Remember me?" And I'm like, "Yes and no, thank you."
Yeah.
And
thank you next.
I just
boy.
Like kept walking, and that's also something that I've been having a really hard time getting used to because I like want to be accommodating and nice to people.
Yeah.
And like in San Diego, there's such a culture of like, oh, I'm so sorry. Like,
yeah, tell California.
Very
yeah.
kind to strangers, and that's not really
that's
a
not
thing
in
here.
Paris. No.
No,
not at all.
Strangers
no.
are so rude.
Yeah, yeah. And strangers and people just seem kind of scared of interacting with other
yeah.
people, probably
standoffish.
And
yeah,
now I get it. Like when I first
yeah.
got here, some woman like hit me in the face with her like a handbag and just
oh
kept
God.
Walking, and I was like, oh my gosh, like
not even say sorry. Like,
this is something to get used to. But
yeah.
now I realize it because. You just have to be, like,
assertive,
on edge when you're walking, especially mm-hmm. as a woman. Like,
you
have
to be very aware.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes, aware of your surroundings.
Yeah, you have to have like a place you're going and
walk
like
with
a
purpose.
Plan.
Even
walk
if
with
you
purpose.
Are lost, I think that's just a good tip in general. And you don't
mm-hmm.
know where you're going,
for
or
sure.
you're low key looking at Google Maps. Just look like you know where you're going,
yeah.
and like walk with purpose, and then that will.
Yeah,
I
but I also feel it's awful that we have to do that in the first place.
Oh, yeah, of course.
So, like, I grew up in Hong Kong, which was crazy safe as well. And then coming here, I don't want to have to feel like a victim or
yeah.
like I'm being threatened by anyone. I really
yeah.
just wish I could live my life
you're
normally.
You're saying, like, your sister wanted to get ice cream the other night.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We were watching a movie and she wanted to get ice cream. And it was, like, really late at night. And she was just, she did it anyways, but she was just a little bit worried.
Yeah,
because
it's not okay.
Mm-hmm. There's a bunch of mm-hmm. people on the street.
And
I don't
so,
know.
Anna, you recently conducted your poll on Instagram. Do you maybe want to share our listeners
yeah.
what that was about? Because
so
we both thought it was really interesting.
Basically, I just had like too many experiences like this. And I went to this place that I was checking out as like something to do a summer program at. And the second I got off the metro, some guy, they were playing pétanque, like, by the river. Very French.
Very
and,
French.
This guy, like, messed up. And then he and all his friends were like, it's your fault, like pointing to me. And they were like, you're just, like, too beautiful. You distracted him. And, like, I
what?
Was literally wearing, like, a black jacket and, like, hadn't washed my
but
hair.
Regardless of what you were
and,
wearing.
Like, that's
it
what
doesn't
I'm saying.
Matter.
It doesn't
yeah.
matter what you wear. It doesn't matter what you do. It's not how
yeah.
you carry yourself. Like, you just can't. Get out like away from these creepy dudes in Paris
yeah.
it seems. And so like I was really just upset that something like that might deter me from like doing things I want to do in life in Paris.
Mm-hmm.
And so
I'm feeling
I,
confident.
Yeah.
Do you feel like this has stopped you from doing things you would want to do?
I think I've like grown like very quickly had to grow a thick skin about
mm-hmm.
it
mm-hmm.
and like this week I feel like I've been a lot better about just like feeling confident and like
good
you know not letting it get to me when I want to go do things but also I've been making sure to do things with other people because I just like
right.
don't want to do things alone anymore
mm-hmm.
And I've always been like a very independent person and safe like feel comfortable doing things by myself and
mm-hmm.
that's changed a lot here
yeah
but it has definitely gotten to me and it has made me even consider if I want to be here, like, in this city. And that
which
sucks.
Is terrible, because
really,
we're
yeah.
definitely not doing anything wrong, and it would be extremely unfair for us to have to restrict our existence
yeah.
in order
totally.
To not be assaulted or
yeah.
you know, insulted or anything.
Yeah, yeah.
It's,
and
it's
just,
crazy.
Like, I don't know, I hate, like, the catcalling. Like, I get
yeah.
catcalled all the time.
Yeah,
that's why
a big
I always just have my
yeah.
headphones in. And, like, I also hate the feeling when you feel, like, guys staring at you, but not in, like, a good way.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Just, like, on the subway, I feel uncomfortable,
yeah.
like, coming home at night.
But so you set up a poll on Instagram, right? What was that about?
Yeah, so I basically just wanted to talk about it and not, like, just let it happen and not talk about it. And so on Instagram, I just did a poll and I asked, are you a woman? And, like, if you're a woman, do you feel safe in your city or campus? Like, yes or no?
Mm-hmm.
And then the second question was, if not, what are you afraid of?
Mm-hmm.
And 68% of women said no. And these are people all over the world. These
yeah.
are people on college campuses in California, like, places that you would assume are safe.
Yeah, exactly.
And every single person, I mean, obviously, as I was expecting, the reasons were, like, getting raped, getting assaulted, getting kidnapped, just creepy men in general.
Yeah.
And there's a quite high percentage of female university students that end up being assaulted.
Yeah. Exactly.
If you look at and statistics and outside,
it's
scary.
It's not just a fear, it's reality.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so before doing this, I thought I'd do a little social experiment, and I downloaded that app where you can see who unfollowed you.
Yeah, which is always a slippery slope.
Quite a
you're
slippery
never
slope.
Gonna see like what you want, you know? It's like always disappointing, which is, hate social media.
Anyway, and so what did you find out?
So what I found, calling you out, all of you who unfollowed me, 10 boys from my private high school that I left because it was like a bad environment unfollowed me. And they were all boys, all from my private high school. So.
Well, that's concerning.
Yeah, they're nothing of the sort. They don't, they're like.
Exactly.
I find that terrible because I really have a feeling that our generation is becoming more and more educated in these matters. And so hopefully, like when people our age are grown up, this kind of thing won't happen anymore as much. Do you guys think that's the case? How do you?
Honestly, like, I feel like it could go either way, honestly.
Yeah.
And I don't know why I think that. That's just like my gut feeling is like.
Because we are moving towards more gender equality,
yeah.
right? And changing those gender norms.
Yeah.
Of course, all these kind of changes are really slow, but I just wonder if our generation will be better adapted to this and do a better job.
Mm-hmm. Well, what I will say is like, in addition to the negative response, I got so much positive response. And
yeah.
Okay, so tell us about
that's what's important.
Yeah. So. People who I barely really know, people who I wouldn't assume would even reach out to me, like, went out of their way to say, like, I'm so sorry that you feel this way on behalf of men. I'm, like, what can we do to help? And that was, like, so rewarding.
Yeah.
To see that response as well.
Just the recognition.
Like, honestly, that completely outweighed the people who, like, unfollowed me, just the positive response.
Yeah. Plus, even if they disagree with you, which there's no reason for them to, but that's not a reason. Like, that just shows how immature they are.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I feel like a big question in our society, which I feel like we shouldn't even really be talking about this, but it's kind of like, so what I when I talk with guys, often they'll be like, oh, I don't know where to draw the line. When is it assault? When is it not? And I feel like the basic rule should be if you're making somebody feel uncomfortable and they're clearly expressing to you that they're uncomfortable, then leave them alone, right?
Yeah.
But this seems to be an ambiguous concept that, that people just can't grasp.
Yeah. The lines are blurred, definitely.
Or very often, I don't know, someone will say something to me and I'll tell them that that's not okay and they'll tell me I'm overreacting.
Yeah, or you're like too
they'll
emotional.
Like, you're too emotional.
I hate
like,
that.
Like, it's not that big of a deal.
Yeah,
that guy
but it
just
is.
Thinks you're pretty. It's like,
But it is to you, and, like, that's important.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like,
because there's so many people who are like, oh, you're just bringing attention to this because you want people to know that, like, people find you attractive. And I've gotten some
gosh,
of that response.
That's
and
so
that is
self-centered.
So demeaning.
Yeah, yeah it is.
Because literally the reason why I'm talking about it is because when people talk to me that way or treat me that way, like some man literally grabbed my hair and like called me Rapunzel and was like come here and like that is so frightening, like it makes me feel so dehumanized and I'm not like
you're not an
talking
object
about
objectified
it
yeah.
to like further objectify myself.
No,
it's the exact opposite.
Yeah,
what
you're
I'm
learning
to
cope with it and like
so we need to recognize and people need to accept that it is a big deal.
Yes.
And
it is.
It is something that needs to be changed.
100% affects a woman's confidence and their ability to like
and their sense of self as
yeah.
well.
I mean, I'm doing a presentation right now on the glass ceiling in my economics class, and what we've learned about the glass ceiling is that most of the remaining just imbalance is actually psychological. It's not discrimination in the hiring process. It's that women are afraid to be in places with men. Women are afraid to make risky moves because they're afraid.
Or act confidently
yeah.
in a job interview. Or
yeah, and so changing that whole psychological culture takes so much time. So what can we do to make women feel safer?
Just stand together, honestly.
Talk about it. Raise awareness.
Destigmatize it. Stand up for your friends when you see something
100%.
Wrong.
100%.
Yeah.
Find people to walk with.
Yeah.
If you feel unsafe, find people who will walk with you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so actually, I wanted to talk a little bit about this. What tools and support systems are there in Paris that can help women feel better? So I know that since 2019, the government in France has implemented more police officers in Parisian metros to tackle the issue of safety for women in particular. They also implemented some emergency buttons in each wagons. Mm-hmm. But then, I mean, I don't know to what extent that has actually made a difference.
Yeah, I haven't seen that yet.
Yeah, I haven't noticed that. But maybe that it's is like being good information right now. Share.
Do you think there's anything else? I know that there's a number. I don't know what the number is. Mm-hmm. To call if you are being harassed or assaulted in public transport in Paris.
Yeah.
We can put it in the description.
Yeah.
I don't have on top.
Yeah.
Do you know of anything else?
Honestly, no.
Not like, really.
I feel like it's not really being handled with like... just like a sense of urgency.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I feel like there's such a...
Because right now with like the coronavirus happening and all the other protests we have in France, which are both very serious things, this is something that's kind of just being pushed aside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so this lack of knowledge really shows, and it kind of strengthens what our idea. We wanted to start a group in AUP where women can come together, share their experiences, support each other, and...
Yeah, have a buddy to walk home with.
Yeah, like put mechanisms in place to feel safer, and also just find out what tools are there for us that already exist out there in France.
Yeah.
And even abroad. That way when we travel.
Yeah. And if anyone listening knows of anything, to reach out to us.
Yes. And if you'd be interested, if you're in AUP or in some other university in Paris and you'd be interested in joining a group like this, please do email us at thirdculturekidsinquiry@gmail.com. Mm. And we'll be sure to set that up.
Yeah.
But just, okay, let's go back a little bit. Mm-hmm. So what kind of movements have you heard about? And do you think they're making a difference for women and raising awareness about these issues? For example, the Me Too movement or the Polanski protests in France?
Yeah, definitely the Me Too movement in the U.S.
And it's big in France, too, the Me Too movement.
Yeah,
it's been really
totally.
Big.
My concern with these movements is that it's kind of like a downstream solution, if you know that term. Like, the upstream solution would be changing the culture around it and like raising men to be more responsible for their actions rather than making women feel like it's their responsibility not to dress a certain way, not to act a certain way, not to lead on
men. That's so true.
And I feel like the response is kind of the downstream solution where like once something bad happens, then people care.
Definitely, but I mean, I think it's a good first step anyways.
Yeah.
Apparently throughout the previous decades, there has been moments where Me Too movements have come to the surface and then it's died back down. So it's kind of like we're taking three steps forwards and two steps back.
Yeah.
But if we keep doing this, hopefully, with social media being so popular and so powerful nowadays, we can keep this going and raise awareness more and more like this.
Yeah, it's just hard to filter what's like the right media and what's not. Like, I don't know what this was called, but last year there was, like, this video that went around of, like, seals being killed, like, in the Antarctic for, like, a travel company or something like that. And then they were raising money against animal cruelty, but then it was found out that it was fake and it was just, like, a scheme for them to make money. And I know, like, that happens with a lot of, like, nonprofits and stuff. So it's just scary to know, like, is, like, how do you know you can trust the media, which, like, could be its own podcast topic on
and
its
so
own, because like I learned so much about this in my major and it's really scary.
So then instead of just focusing on all of these like mass movements, just make them small movements. So for example, in AUP we can make our own small movements,
exactly,
and hopefully they can encourage other universities or high schools,
good habits,
etc.,
because your actions do speak louder than your words,
definitely.
So.
And so I mean, I think that would be a fantastic step forward.
Yeah
I think with anything, change comes on the individual level, and if individual people are speaking up about their experiences and holding people accountable for maybe things that they've done wrong or ways they've acted that are not up to standard, then individually things like that can start to change and then hopefully trickle down across generations and across
exactly.
other people.
So we're gonna start to wrap things up, as great as this conversation has been. We're going to ask you a couple questions, but you don't need to answer them like with thinking too much or anything. Just the first thing that comes to mind. What is your biggest fear?
My biggest fear, probably like being on my deathbed and realizing that I've not done anything that I want to do, or I've like lived according to other people's expectations of me and not what I want.
That's very profound.
Yeah.
Thank you. And so what would your ideal day be like?
Oh, my ideal day. Definitely like a nice garden picnic with some of my friends.
How quaint.
We love a picnic.
A nice summer dress type of day.
Mm. If a crystal ball could tell you anything about your future, what would you want to know? Or if anything?
I think, wow. Can I know something about my past?
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't want to like go into details, but like there's something that I'd want to know about my past that I don't have any way of knowing.
Because you can't remember it?
Because I don't know what like the other person was thinking.
Oh,
I like
interesting.
That.
Okay, so what do you think is your best and your worst trait?
Okay. I think I'll do bad first. We can end with good.
Yeah.
I think my worst trait is that I just overthink things a lot and get very overwhelmed by my own thoughts.
Yeah. So do we.
Don't we all?
Yeah.
Yep.
My best trait, I think, is that that also comes with the fact that I just care very deeply about a lot of things.
Totally.
And I think I live by my
emotions.
Like, by my standards. And I, like, live to my ideals the best I can.
Totally.
That's wonderful.
And how did you get here? Like, what made you come to AUP in Paris in general? In, like, one sentence.
Okay. I just think it's so amazing to be around people from all over the world, and that's
totally
such an enriching experience anywhere.
And then just like after everything we've talked about, what do you think as women we can do to support each other and make Paris feel safer?
So number one would just be speaking up about these things, making sure you don't normalize it, and sticking with each other, supporting each other, making each other feel safe.
Totally. Yeah,
definitely. Because when we came up with this topic, I was starting to reflect on any experiences I had had. And I was like, oh, honestly, I don't think I've experienced anything bad. But then as I started thinking about it more, I'm like, wait, quite a few things actually happened. And but because I'm assuming it's normal,
yeah,
I just kind of
dismissed
it.
Yeah, you assume it's not harassment. You're like,
yeah,
oh.
But it's actually not okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, talking about it, not making it normal.
Totally. So do you guys all agree that safety is improving for women in general?
I think so. So my mom grew up in Paris and had a lot more difficulties safety-wise, especially in the metro.
Like what?
She has been harassed so many times, assaulted so many times in the metro.
Oh my gosh.
And she was saying that with President Nicolas Sarkozy, he put the military in the metro to remove, there were gangs before around Châtelet and stuff like that. So they removed a lot of the dangers, kind of. And so apparently it's a lot better than it used to be. Personal experience, I don't know.
Yeah.
But
right, maybe because it was in like certain towns and like,
well, it was Paris.
Yeah, no, I mean like certain districts like Châtelet and Balbès, and then now
and the north.
Yeah, and I feel like now maybe it's just more spread out and we can't see it because it's individual people rather than groups.
Definitely.
I'm not sure.
Definitely.
But yeah, and then we were also interested in conducting some sort of social experiment in like mall. Or a public place where we get some of our guy friends, and we're not really sure like the logistics, but just show like how the bystander effects or how the bystander effect. Sorry, I can't speak English today. works on other people, like if they'll intervene in a social situation, like you were saying, your hair was being pulled or something like that.
Right. So have some sort of like simulation, social experiment occurring like in the metro or in some form of really public space, and then see how other people react around us.
Yes.
So we will be conducting this, and we can let you know of the results in future episodes if you're interested. But if you would like to participate, you can again email us at thirdculturekidsinquiry@gmail.com. And we will be sure. We need help, so email us.
Email us, or if you're a psychology nerd and you can give us tips, tricks.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so it's been such a pleasure having you, Anna, to talk about this really important topic.
Yeah, I feel like this is beneficial to anyone living and studying in an urban place, or even, like you were saying, just like a college campus, a normal one that your friends are at, where it's like all central on one campus. Like, we're pretty spread out, so it's a different dynamic, but still, like, it's super, super important.
Or just for anyone going to a new place that they're unfamiliar with.
Yeah.
There's always going to be different dangers, different ways of being awareness when being aware when walking around and stuff.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's it for today. Thank you for everyone listening in. We really hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions for us or you've had a similar experience and you would like to ask for advice, feel free to email us at thirdculturekidsinquiry@gmail.com. Also, we want to encourage anyone in AUP or Paris who's a student with an interesting story that they would like to share or a topic they would like to discuss, to reach out.
Our show's available on World Radio Paris, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and anywhere else that podcasts are available. So be sure to like, subscribe, and give it some love. Thanks again for listening to Third Culture Kids, and we'll see you guys next week.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, Anna.